بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we stopped at verse number 29, which we begin with verse number 30. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us there is two camps in the hereafter. There is the camp after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us there is two camps in the hereafter. There is the successful camp and there is the unsuccessful losing camp. There is Hizbullah, the party of Allah, and there is Hizbul Shaitan, the party of Shaitan. Of course, don't think Hizbullah, the one in South Lebanon. We're not talking about that one. Hizbullah is the Hizbul, the successful one who adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah and who loves the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Not the ones who curse the companions. These ain't Hizbullah. Alright? The party of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, He show you there is two parties. There is the ones who took the Shaitan as wali, and we spoke about that. And the awliya, the kuffar, their awliya. And there is the party of Allah. They took Allah and His Messenger and the believers as awliya to them. And there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And watch how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said how He's going to talk about the people of paradise. Now remember, you are now in the scene, in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's shown you what's happening in the hereafter. And that's why in the scene of the hereafter, Allah's saying so much about the kuffar. Because remember, they stand for 50,000 years. And they feel it for a very long time. But as the believers, it passes very quickly. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُدْخِلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ. Then as for those who believe in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, and did righteous good deeds, their Lord will admit them to His mercy. That will be the evident success. And that's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, the one who believed and practiced good deeds. Of course, as you see, the verses always says believing and practicing good deeds. You cannot just claim you're a believer if you don't practice good deeds. If you don't practice, you have to put the practical part of Islam. Not only the believing part of Islam, the practical part. And He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into His mercy, which is the Jannah. And this is the clear, evident success. You know, when you play soccer, one team scores like 10-1. You don't just say this is a victory. This is a clear victory. We won, yani 10-1. We smashed them, a clear victory. It's not you, yani 2-1. Huh? We just won. Allah, ذلك الفوز المبين. That's a clear success, evident success. There's no doubt in that success. And then He goes back for the kuffar. Talking about the kuffar. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And then as for the one who disbelieved. So is that only that verse about the believers? Yes. Because the chapter here is talking mainly about the kuffar. As we said in the first lesson. And different types of kuffar. So as if here you are imagining the day of judgment. So many bad things happen to the kuffar. But as for the believers, quickly to Jannah. Yalla. Very quick, so you can enter to Jannah. Because the Muslim got tired from this dunya. Got tired from the hardship. The believer is already tired. He wants to go to his resting place. Can you see this beautiful image in the Quran? Yalla, I am tired. It's like when you worked hard all day and you cannot wait to get to bed. Even if you want to eat, you probably eat quick. And you just, because you're too tired to even eat. And this is the case of the believer in the hereafter. The kafir, very long time passes. As for the believer, yalla, quickly into paradise, into your resting place. And then the surah comes back to tell us, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. As for those who disbelieved, it will be said to them, أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. Were not our verses recited to you, but you were proud and you were a people who were mujrimun, polytheists, disbelievers, sinners and criminals. Yani for the one who disbelieved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And this is Allah reprimanding them. He's saying, As for you who disbelieve, didn't I send you my verses? You've seen my believing slaves entering paradise and getting the special treatment, the VIP treatment. They're for you. Allah is reprimanding them now. Didn't I send you my verses? Weren't they clear enough for you? Allah had chosen the word. He didn't say you rejected them. He said, fastakbartum. You arrogantly, proudly, and with arrogance and pride, you rejected them. You didn't just reject them now with pride and what's this? Who's this? No. This can't be right. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ and you were criminals. See, again, the Quran uses the term of criminals to the kuffar. Because denying the right of someone is a crime. If it is your right to get something and I deny it, I am committing a crime against you. And denying the worship to Allah and Allah is recognized as the Lord over mankind is a crime. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called them criminals. And here the next verse comes as a declaration in front of mankind, all of them. Allah is explaining to mankind, believers and non-believers, why they are going to the Jahannam. He would say, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ and when it was said to them, verily Allah's promise is the truth, وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا and the hour, there is no doubt about the coming of the hour. You said, you the kuffar have said, قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ إِنَّ ظُنُّوا إِلَّا ظَنَّا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ you said, we know not what is the hour. We do not think it but as a conjecture and doubt, and we have no firm convincing belief therein. See, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He declared to them, He declared to all mankind, that when He told you about the hour, you mocked it, you didn't want it, you said, maybe, who knows, have you seen the hour? Is this that body that rots in the ground? Come on, it's going to be resurrected. They're rejecting it, and we doubt in it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to them, this is why you are going to Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ and the evil of what they did will appear to them, and that which they used to mock at will completely encircle them. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and now they really see the reality. And the evil deed they have done, it will encircle them and will drag them to Jahannam. Wal-iyadu billah. Khalas, the reality of shown that it is no more unseen. Everything is seen. The truth has appeared. And then, khalas, the chapter ended. The curtains come down to finish the day of judgment. وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ and it said to them, today we will forget you. طيب, why? كَمَا نَسِيْتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا As you have forgotten the meeting of this day, the here judgment. هَذَا مَأْوَاكُمْ This is your adobe. النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ Is the fire and there is none to help you. خلاص. It's finished. Now you are in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. There is no more help for you. The ones who you thought they are able to support you, today they cannot support you. Listen to the words of Allah. Al-yawma nansakum. Today we'll forget you. Tayyib. An issue here I want to clarify to you. Does Allah forget? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ And your Lord, He does not forget. Here Allah said, Al-yawma nansakum. Today we will forget you. So how is that? Let me take a few minutes to explain this issue for you so you don't get the shaitan playing in your head when you hear these verses. Forgetting is two types. The first type, which is the state that mankind gets when you forget, you absolutely forget something. And there is another meaning to it, which is neglect. Neglecting. All right? This is the first point. The second point, the Quran speaks in a style or a theme called muqabala. Opposing. يعني, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ They plot and Allah plots. See how the muqabala? وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. They plot and Allah plot. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. The hypocrite, يعني, seek to deceive Allah. Allah deceives them back. Can you see the opposite? And this is a theme or and a style of speech the Arabs regularly use. طيب. Now, here, they neglected the verses of Allah. That's why Allah neglected them. And that is the meaning of Nansa here. He said, you neglected Allah, we neglected you. طيب. How do we know that this is the meaning intended? It is the meaning of neglect. We say, first and foremost, Allah does not forget. So it cannot take that first meaning we said. Secondly, if the meaning is the first meaning, which is totally forgetting, which is forgetting to do something, then they should not be punished. Because when they forgot Allah, they were in a state that the Sharia does not impose punishment on them. It is like, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rufi'a an ummati nisyan." Yani the forgetting, the burden of forgetting is being lifted from my ummah. So let's say you forgot to pray Asr. You totally forgot and you died. Would you get punished for that Salat al-Asr? No, because you've forgotten. So if the forgetting here, it means the first type of forgetting, then they should not be punished. So it must mean the second meaning, which is neglecting. So and you, when you speak in English, you use that. Sometimes you'll be talking to a brother and you'll be upset with him. You say, forget you, man. Khalas. The word forget you. He's standing in front of you. How are you going to forget him? But you guys, khalas, I'm sick of you. I'm going to neglect you. Khalas, don't even come near me. You understand? And that's what it really means. That you are neglected as you neglected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Then it would say to them, this is the day you are going to be forgotten, neglected, and you're going to Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani one who hears and reacts with these verses, you can hear, as Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah said in his tafsir, he said, you can hear the door locking behind them, the locking of the doors and the closing of the doors when Allah said, Al-Yawma Nansakum. You can hear it, you can feel it, khalas. They are in Jahannam, they're locked in inside Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them and reprimanding them, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّكُمُ اتَّخَذْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْهَا وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. This is because you took the revelation of Allah, this Quran, in mockery, and the life of the world deceived you, so this day they shall not be taken out from their hell, nor shall they be returned to the worldly life, so that they repent to Allah and beg His pardon for their sins. Khalas. That's it. The chapter is closed. The whole thing is closed now. You can hear the doors locking. You are in Jahannam and no one going to support you and no one going to help you and you don't even have a chance to repent from your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will tell some of His slaves as in the authentic hadith, O my slave, did I give you wife? The slave would say yes. Alam ukrimk, were I not generous to you and honored you? You will say yes. Alam usakhir laka al-khayla wal-ibil, didn't I subject for you the horses and the camels for you to use? Wa adharuka, and I let you tar'asu wa tarba, to become leader and lead and become something in your life. Yaqulu bala ya rab, you did, oh my lord, yes. Fayaqul afadhananta annaka mulaqi, didn't you think that you are going to meet me? Then you say, fayaqulu la, no, I did not think I'm going to meet you. Then fayaqulu Allah ta'ala, Allah will say, falyawma ansaka kama nasitani, today I will forget you, to why I will neglect you as you have neglected me. And the call at the end of this verse, when it's finished, this chapter, at the call of the end of this chapter, the call comes out to declare to mankind, Muslim and kafir, in this dunya and the hereafter, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين. So all praise and thanks are Allah's, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth and the Lord of the عالمين, mankind, jinn and all that exist. خلاص. ولله الحمد. To Allah is all praises. وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. And His alone is the majesty in the heavens and the earth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. So the whole chapter started with the might of Allah and the wisdom, and it seals with it. So thanks and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is to be praised for all His blessings. He is the one who owns the heavens and the earth, this dunya and the hereafter. وَلُهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءِ, and the majesty is to Him. Because remember, the ones who disbelieved, they had so much kibriya, pride and arrogance in this dunya. And that was fake. That was fake. That was something never going to last. And the hereafter, they would know to whom is the kibriya. It is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and the earth. And He is the Almighty, the one who no one can challenge. And He is the wise, where everything is based on His wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress anyone. And with this, the chapter is sealed. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa jazakum Allahu khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.